All righty, everybody. Thank you for your patience. This conference call program decided to change their setup, so it looked everything was different. But anyway, hey, welcome to the call. This is our weekly SLG team call we do every Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. I know we have a lot of some brand new partners on this call. I know some of you guys are it's pretty early too for you, a couple hours behind. So shout out for being on the call live. I do encourage you to do that. These calls are recorded. A lot of them are archived on what we call SLG University, which is just continuing education. Because the whole idea is you can come in, you have the basic training that you need, and you can always go back to that training as well. But then we obviously are doing ongoing training from these calls that's archived, and of course the live trainings like the breakout session that David did yesterday, which was awesome. So anyway, shout out for all of you that are on the call. I want to give a couple shout outs. I know I said it in Slack, but Mark Clayton, want to give you a shout out for the Speed Award for jumping out the gates and just getting on the phones and getting your first sale, I think, from within 5 days of actually submitting a contract, which is pretty awesome. And congrats on that. I know it's just only the beginning. I want to give some shout-outs to Charisma Woolbright again, just a hero, a rock star, a mom with 5 kids. Gregory, her husband's a rock star in the industry as well, and been and he's also, you know, crushing it. But Charisma is as well. Both of y'all, team Woolbright, only the beginning there. I'm excited to be partner with you guys. And you know, same thing. I want to give a shout-out to our friend Jerry Perkins, his wife Sheiky. The team Perkins, you know, kind of I wanted to highlight both of them because it's two examples of husband and wife teams, you know, what you can do. Partner, I know Jerry has been just a consistent partnered early with Summit Life Group and just kind of grown with us, you know, through growing pains and us learning and growing together. But he's been with us for a while now, a very consistent producer. But Jerry, just a shout out to you because I know you are fired up about, you know, scaling and really growing your business. And, you know, that's really what Summit Life Group is all about. I mean, Dave and I talk about this almost every single day. Jason can tell you when we do morning meetings and things. I mean, like we Summit Life Group is, we don't really want to say, hey, we're just a telesales agency. Cause certainly we love telesales. We do telesales, but we've also sold a ton in the field. Really what we are at our core and kind of our core vision is we really do want to be the lifestyle business, the lifestyle agency, and our vision is that we want to continue to grow into is that we want to help agents win and build a real lifestyle inside the insurance business. And what that means is different, you know, for everybody. And so, you know, if you're working a career that you love, but you want to figure out how to do like John Mantooth and make, you know, in his case, you know, 100,000, sell it insurance on the side, great, or 50,000 or whatever it is. If you need to get out of debt, if that creates some margin and some freedom for you in your life, fantastic. You know, but if you've been in the insurance business and you've been running the roads and doing all that, and for you lifestyle is figuring out how to produce at that level but do it over the phone and have more flexibility and sell from anywhere, then that's what we want to help you do. Or if you're a top producer and you want to figure out, hey, how do I go to the next level? How do I scale? How do I grow? We want to help you do that. Whether it's opening an office and running a team, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and you know, having 5 guys in there and building a $1 million office, you know, if that's what creating the kind of lifestyle for you to win in this business is, great. It's different for everybody, you know. So we don't want to pigeonhole, including, you know, Dave and I are trying to make. What we're trying to do is be, you know, very forward thinking in terms of, you know, we're creating some new partnerships now and doing some things that, you know, will take some time to develop. But a lot of there may be some of you out there that at some point want to learn some more advanced type sales and want to be able to level up in that regard. And we want to be able to help you do that. And so that's really our vision is we want to just keep getting a little bit better, every single day and help you create, you know, create a real lifestyle around your business. And that's really the theme of kind of everything we do is along that. So I just want to share that. I want to give a shout out to those guys. With that, I do want to give a couple just kind of updates and just say, hey, appreciate everybody. You know, we're growing and expanding and kind of navigating all this together. And, you know, one area I'll just go ahead and mention on the call, like we're doing everything we can, and I know a lot of you have been impressed with the speed of it. I'm not happy with yet the, you know, necessarily how our contracting department is moving, and we're trying to grow through that and get all that going. So just know, like, on the contracting side of things, I mean, and again, sometimes carriers are, I mean, they're 8 weeks. You know, it's different with every carrier, but there's a lot sometimes that goes involved with just getting contracts going. It's not a perfect scenario. So I appreciate some of you that have been a little flexible. To be perfectly honest, we're just understaffed in that area, and we're trying to you know, get those processes in place. So, but here's the thing. That's why I love, you know, like Mark, I gave his example. He had one carrier, you know, jumped out and went with it. You know, you don't really need everything. If you can get a few carriers going and jump on board, that's really all you need to get going, start making money in this business. So appreciate your flexibility on that. Just understand we're growing and working, and we want to we want to continue to fine tune that and make that process as easy as possible. But sometimes when it relates to getting releases and doing all those things, it just is a lot involved to get all that done. So we're trying to grow through that. This is the second area I want to just bring up is that we, you know, kind of our philosophy, I know I've shared this a lot on leads, is we want to provide an easy turnkey system for people to come in and write business. We want to provide affordable options where people can come in and write business. That said, we also don't want to be forcing people to say, hey, this is the type, you know, the only type of lead you can do or whatever. So we're an open, independent model. That's part of our, you know, our vision of creating a lifestyle business. It's your business. We want you to have ownership and scale and grow and do everything. So we don't try to, you know, if people have their own lead programs, great. We also have recommended vendors, you know, like a lot of people use the different vendors that, you know, that we have, and some have others. So again, we don't care. We want to help people make sales, but of course we do provide a turnkey, you know, lead process as well. And we're continuing to we'll have more of those. We're going to continue to evolve and do that so that we offer and give people options so agents can use what's best for them. That being said, just to be totally transparent, navigating that and providing leads, you know, we don't require, you know, an auto order or anything like that. I don't want to do that. And Dave and I have talked about it. We didn't like, so we're not, you know, we don't require, you know, somebody to place a commitment that they're going to order and all that. But it's for us to navigate that. It's a little bit, you know, as we grow, we'll get it figured out. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we just don't know. So well, I guess what I'm saying is if when you're placing fresh leads order, be a little patient. If some days you don't get all your leads, just know it's just we're just trying to, you know, work through that. It's again growing pains. Part of our strategy is to be able to grow enough internally so we can continue to commit to a big enough volume to kind of handle the growth as we're going. And then we have our overflow leads. We've kind of created a system that we can grow and make this work, but just be flexible, be patient. If today, for example, all of your fresh lead orders don't come in, Dave and I know we experienced when we first started doing telesales, we would go honestly sometimes weeks and get a week at a time and not have any lead. I mean, and it was very, very frustrating. So we're all about delivery, like making sure that leads are coming in, because that's the lifeblood of the business. So, and that's actually what I want to talk about for just a second before I get David on, is leads and the importance of leads in your business. And but just be patient. If you wanted 25 leads and you get 15 or whatever, we understand we're just kind of navigating that to handle it. But you know, we have to do it sensibly, because if we overdo it and orders don't come in, then it can cause, you know, we're just trying to keep the price down and everything else. So hope all that makes sense. We're just again, growing pains, getting all that worked out. But for the most part, it really hasn't been an issue, but we're growing and people are, you know, orders are coming in. And so if it stays consistent, we can plan for it. But I wanted to kind of talk through that and be open and just kind of full disclosure on that. But what I want to touch on real quick and then get David on the call is, you know, I mentioned this in Slack, but really the formula for winning, if you're doing telesales, you know, if you're selling over the phone, the formula is really simple in that it's just leads plus your dials plus time, and the results will happen. Now, obviously, we talk about quotes and all that, but just quite simply, it starts with leads and the appropriate amount of leads. And I know, you know, this is so important because you really have to do all of these things in order to really get the results you want. and this has to match the results that you're seeking. And so what I mean is, you know, we've seen over the period of time, sometimes people, which this one always blows my mind, will place a lead order and then not dial them. Like I don't understand that, but sometimes people do that. Well, you're not going to get any results if you don't, not only not dial them, but don't dial them properly, right? You can't place a lead order, get 100 leads or whatever from any vendor. I don't care from the CRM leads or from any vendor. You can't get 100 leads and dial them one time and expect the results to be there, right? I mean, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, there are people that place leads. Other people will make dials, but they don't take the lead volume appropriate to really get the results and, you know, to hit their goals. So it's got to be the appropriate amount of leads with the appropriate amount of dials, and then it's just about giving it time. Because, you know, it's not a one-week thing. It's not a two-week thing. It's a consistent effort. If you're brand new in this business, you got to really have the mindset that you're going to do this for 90 days before the momentum is going to really catch up. Now, I don't mean 90 days before you make your first sale. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about for it to really start clicking and really, you know, the momentum to hit, you got to keep taking fresh leads. If your skill level is very, very minimal in the beginning, that's why we offer the $1 leads, because we want you to develop a discipline and a habit to dial, but understand that's not, you're only going to get so far, you know, with that minimal of a lead budget, but it's a place to start. That's our thing is, like, we have an opportunity that anybody can do it, because anybody can find 100 or 200 bucks a week. I understand people can be going through tough challenges, but you know, that's possible for anybody. People can cut grass and fund their business. And so, you know, it doesn't take a lot, but that's not where you want to stay. Once you get the discipline of dialing, once you start closing, you want to challenge yourself to take more fresh leads. But to really get the momentum going in your business, it takes a little time. It takes about 90 days of consistent activity, not 1 week on and then taking, you know, 2 weeks off, 1 week on, 2 weeks off. Maybe down the road when you get really, you know, a lot of momentum, if you take a week off, whatever. But when you're in the beginning of your business, it's just you gotta stay consistent to let all the pipeline catch up and for your skill to develop. And so the real key to this, it all starts with consistent leads coming in, right? If you got to start with something aged, fine, but you got to keep them consistent every single week coming into your business. And you say, well, Rich, you're just trying to get us to buy leads. Honestly, I am. If you're trying to do telesales, it's the only way that you can stay consistent, right? Now, there's other ways to sell, and we could talk about that. But as far as if you're trying to sell over the phone, leads have to be coming in. If you got to have dollar leads, fine, but don't stay there. But do what you got to do, but you got to keep consistent leads coming in. And I am trying to. I don't care if you get them. I don't care where you get them, but you got to have leads. You got to have leads to be able to make your dials. And then it's about doing the appropriate amount of dials, right? Minimum 100 dials a day. And, you know, David, yesterday on the break room session, he did 43 dials in just the 40 minutes that we were on that break room session. He made 4 quotes, I think, and he wrote an app. When the app was, you know, towards the end, obviously, so it went over 40 minutes. But the point is, it doesn't take a long time to do 40 dials if you're consistent. And you saw David doing it right there. So 100 dials is not a huge number, but you need the fresh leads coming in. And part of the way you want to measure, I just want to talk about this and then I'll get David on, but you know, it's, I refer to it as the 5X rule. And I appreciate Mark Capper actually educating me on this because he's been in the business a long time, but it's a great guide in terms of what you invest in leads. Okay. And so the 5X rule is your goal is whatever you invest in leads, you want to write about 5 times that in premium. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be perfect every time. You might 4X it sometimes. What that means, you spend $100, you wrote $400 in premium, that was a 4X, right? $100 and you wrote $500, that's a 5X. And sometimes you might even 10X, but 5X is a good guideline. It's like that's the middle of the road. You might go a little under sometimes, you might get a little over. This will help you to know if you're scaling. Some people out there, some maybe IMOs, whatever, will make it sound like 3Xing your premium is okay. Personally, I don't think that's, you got to be really careful scaling too fast if you're only 3Xing your leads spend. because of profitability for the agent, which David and I get because we've lived it. Meaning, if you spend $1,000 and write $3,000 in premium, you'll be okay, but you're not really where you need to be. If you spend $1,000, you really want to be writing about $5,000. Pay attention to this, but what a lot of agents will do is they'll stay. If you spend $200, it's very 5x is $1,000 in premium. That's fine. That's great. But once you get there, you want to challenge yourself to invest a little bit more. Don't stay at 200. Go to 400. And David will tell you when we first pivoted and we had to make up a lot of income and we went all in telesales. We just did the math. We looked at it and said, Dad, I remember having the conversation, David, we're not going to write the kind of business we want to write. Like, we got to go bigger in terms of lead volume. Now, that's for me and David. And David, as you know, is a rock star producer. But I'll just tell you, if David only took $500 worth of leads in a week, he will be flat out irritated. Now, that doesn't mean he won't have a good week and write some business. But, I mean, just, I promise you, he will not be happy with that type of volume. Because, he might write $2,500 in premium. He might write $4,000 in premium. But David wants to write more than that. So he takes more volume. And so just understand this rule and challenge yourself. If you want to level up, right? If you want to go past being a 10K producer and you want to go to a 20K producer, then guess what? Be willing to take $1,000 a week in leads. I know that sounds crazy, but if you take $1,000 a week in leads and you write $5,000 in premium, right? You're not losing money. At the end of the month, yeah, you might have spent $4,000, but you wrote $20,000 in premium. You're more profitable and the business is easier. So now I don't want a brand new agent to come out the gates and go spend $1,000 when I don't even know if they can close yet. That's why we offer the lower cost leads. But you want to challenge yourself and continue to see what it's like to scale, because believe it or not, just taking more volume, even if your skills don't really improve, you start writing more business. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of talk about that, and because that's really sometimes the difference between a 10K producer and a 20K producer. Yes, there's skill, and they're getting more skill because they're getting to talk to more people, but a lot of it is how much they take the appropriate amount of leads matched with the appropriate amount of dials. I just guarantee you I've seen it. And so anyway, I want to talk about that. David, I know I was kind of all over the place, but I think you're unmuted. I'm going to turn the call over to you.
All right. Can you hear me?
Rhett?
I got you. Yes, sir.
Perfect, man. Knocked it out of the park like you always do. And he's right. And I'll be brief today, but I just kind of want to piggyback off of what Rich said. Wherever you are in the business, having the mindset of a new person is important. I've said this before, because it's good, and I encourage you to challenge yourself like Rich did. Have you been taking the same amount of leads, but you're trying to level up? Well, if that's the case, you got to look and do a self audit, an inventory of yourself. Well, if you want to write more business, how do you get there? If you're putting in the work, you're putting in the action, you're making the dials, well, the next piece could be increase your lead volume. Anytime you want to level up, it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit unknown, but you can do it. All it takes is the focus and the action. Production will always follow your activity, but there are other pieces to the formula. Right? This business is simple, but that simple doesn't mean easy. It requires effort. It requires action, right? So wherever you are in the business, challenge yourself. Everybody has their own goals. Now, I encourage you to know exactly what your goals are. They need to be crystal clear. You need to know exactly what you're going after, right? If you want to move with purpose, move with intention. Move with a direction, right? If you've never written 5 apps in a week, make a goal. Create a way for you to do that, right? Whether it's, like Rich said, whether it's warm market, whether it's over the phone, find what you're comfortable at, what you're good at, and take action, right? Keep the business simple. If you're brand new, focus on the final expense. Focus on the accidentals, because it's the gateway into opening the avenue and door for more business in the future. But don't allow the unknown to be an anchor and slow yourself down, right? Like Spencer Holmes, his first business piece of business he ever wrote, he didn't even take a social security number. or banking. He just called LVL, and the representative with MRS took all of that information. But he just moved. He just hit dial, right? And that's the beauty of this business. Dials over miles. You can accomplish so much without ever leaving home. Like today was a little bit crazy for me. I don't know how, but I slept in much later than I normally do, so my morning was very chaotic. You probably hear my youngest in the background scurrying around and making noise. But you know what? The day still has to happen. I got to move forward. We had to accomplish things this morning because we had some things to do. You know, life doesn't care about what your circumstance is, right? Success doesn't care about excuses. You just got to get up, play the hands you're dealt, and move forward, right? And for me, it's always been easier. I know Rich is this way too. When you create a goal and a purpose for yourself, your actions become easier. Anytime you start something new, it's tough. I mean, my mom, 70-plus years old, she came to my son's Little League game yesterday, barely could walk. I thought something was wrong with her. I said, "Mom, what's wrong with you? Why are you walking like that?" She said, "David, I am just so sore. You know, I'm working out again, and it's hard for me to walk." And I reminded her, I said, "Mom, you just got to get through it. Stay consistent. Don't overdo it, but the soreness is just letting you know that you accomplished something. But the soreness could also prevent you from doing the activity again. Don't let it stop you. Little bit of pain to feel a lot of bit of glory moving forward because you're making yourself better. This business is the same. I promise you, I've been hung up on more. I've been cussed out more. I've been told no more than anybody. But you know what? I just keep dialing. You know what? I've been broker. I've had terrible days. But you know what? We just got to keep going, right? Because winners never quit. This business, I believe Summit Life Group is one of the greatest, no, not one of, I believe it is the single greatest opportunity in America today. You control your destiny. The opportunity is endless, and we have such an incredible group of like-minded people, and when like-minded people come together with a common purpose, then so much energy is created, so much momentum is created, people constantly pulling one another up, right? Always learning from one another, encouraging one another. This is a group of people who want to see people win. I don't want to see you be comfortable. I want to see you blast through that glass ceiling. I want to see every single person on this call, and if you're on it, you're a part of the 1%. I want to see everybody accomplish something you didn't know that you could do, right? I remember the first time I ever made $50,000 in a month. I never thought it was possible, but and Rich and I used to talk about it all the time. We would just say it. We're going to make $50K in a month. We're going to make $50K in a month. We're going to make $50K in a month, and you know what? We did it, and now that impossible feat isn't impossible. Now it's how do we double that, you know, and constantly finding ways to get better. And the first step is you get into a community of people who want to be better, who want people to win, right? This isn't you got to do it our way or the highway. This is here's what we do. Here's what we're great at. Here's our system. But this is your business. We want you to build whatever you want to build. But there are very specific keys to success. Action, that's a requirement. Commitment, that's a requirement. Consistency, that's a requirement. There's always the exception. You can earn inconsistency, but you got to first start out and you got to, for me, when I start something new, I'm all in. I want to learn it and get good at it as fast as I possibly can because I don't like being bad at stuff. But I love improving. That's why I love the game of golf. I'm a very average golfer, but every day there's always something to be better at. It helps me in my telesales business, in my life insurance business. It's a humbling sport, just like this business is humbling, just like life is humbling. So commit to being consistent. Dream bigger than you think, right? Set out big goals, and then just keep doing the action. Right? Purchase your leads, work your warm market, do what you've got to do to succeed. Help people. That's what this business is. If you write 5 apps, right, you just help 5 people. I mean, I got probably 3 death claims yesterday. I hate seeing clients die, but I love helping beneficiaries. It's why they purchased the life insurance. We are a business of helping people. We help our clients, and we help our community because we always are trying to improve ourselves. It's why we created the 1% Club. Reading. If you're not a reader, I challenge you. Listen to books. My younger brother doesn't like to read, but God, I admire him to death because he is a constant grower and a leader, but he listens to books. He finds time, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he'll always find time to listen to something. He's mining for gold. He's looking for something that can make just that day a little bit better. What can we find to make today a little bit better? What can you take from today's call? Implement it right away and just get 1% better. Right? It's not giant leaps. It's constant moving forward. It might be an inch today. It might be a centimeter tomorrow. It might be a foot on Monday. But as long as the direction is forward and not backwards, sometimes you don't get ground. As long as you're not moving backwards, you're making progress. So I'm going to leave everybody with that. Let's finish this week strong. Congratulations to everybody who's having such a great month already. Had a great conversation with Mark yesterday. Don, you have been absolutely knocking it out the park. Everybody yesterday, Charisma, you guys are just absolutely crushing it. So just keep focused. Brian Brooks, as always, Mr. Consistent. So let's, and Jerry, of course. So let's just keep it going, keep challenging ourselves, keep dreaming big, set big goals, right? We're so early in 2022. Let's keep pushing ourselves to have the best year of our lives. So let's end with that. Always be dialing.
Great stuff, David. We'll see you guys on Slack.